This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama makes his first visit as president to a Native American reservation today, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer now on some of the economic challenges he will see.
The Census Bureau says 27% of Native Americans are poor. Helen Olive of National Relief Charities says on the reservations her organization serves, the poverty rate is actually higher, which exacerbates another problem. Many Native Americans have little access to fresh, healthy food.
Many people are 30 to 60 miles away from the nearest regular grocery store.
So people eat the prepackaged foods the convenience stores sell. Olive says that can lead to diabetes. Scott Davis has seen the same thing. He's a Lakota Sioux and head of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission. He says unemployment is high, partly because it's hard to reach jobs from remote reservations.
When our reservation era was created back in the day, it really put us in a box, literally.
Davis says the Obama administration has given tribes more autonomy, and President Obama has included the Choctaw Nation in his Promise Zone program, which helps impoverished communities access federal resources. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.